This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, good day, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, the North East Radio Club has a plentiful stock of 9-metre squid poles available. And these are ideal to use if you wish to go out and activate a park or a peak, as they will easily support a link dipole or any other type of antenna. Now, if you've downsized your QTH, then these can be used in the smallest of yards to erect a temporary antenna for use during a special event or a contest or just when the bands are open. Now, their details are available on the North East Radio Club website, or you can just contact Charlie, VK5VC, via his email address, which is vk5vc@wia.org.au. And next week's North East Radio Club meeting will be on Friday, the 10th of November, and it will be another one of our very popular show-and-tell sessions. So look around your shack and see if you can find an item or a project that you're particularly proud of and bring it along to the meeting and brag about it to everybody. Now, the North East Radio Club meets at the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent. And there's plenty of ample parking, and tea, coffee and soft drinks are available. So get there at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Well, that's all for this week. Don't forget to stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5DAD on the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. The fifth Thursday dinner will be held on Thursday the 30th of November at Old Nalunga Hotel. Barry has booked a table of 20, so please let him know if you are going to attend. The Christmas barbecue meeting will be held on Thursday the 14th of December 2023 at Market Square, Old Nalunga, from 6:30 p.m. for a start of 7 p.m. Further details will be advised at the AGM. The AGM will be held on the 23rd of November 2023 at the SCARC Clubrooms, Railway Parade, Seaford Meadows, Scout Hall. All is welcome. Hope to see you there. This has been Nathan, VK5DAD, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and shortwave listeners. This is VK5 LSB and my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of the WISE Australian Committee. Tonight, Sunday the 5th of November, the WISE Australian Net will be held at 2100 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeater Network. You don't have to be a WISE member to participate in this net, and new amateur radio operators are welcome, and we look forward to chatting to you all in the net tonight at 2100 hours on the Link Repeater Network. The Shannon's Adelaide Rally, which is being held over the 17th and 19th of November across the Adelaide Hills region. This rally is a full tarmac rally and no dirt is involved in this event. WISE Australia's highly professional and skilled volunteers have been requested to provide radio communications and logistic support for this event across the 3 days. There are still a couple of volunteer vacancies for volunteer ham radio operators to assist in this event, and we look forward to hearing from you if you can assist, and what a great way to utilise your radio skills. Also, a fuel reimbursement contribution will be provided to all volunteers who assist with this event. You can register for this event as a WISON volunteer on the Rally SA website, and just Google for Rally SA and click on the register link and click on the WISON volunteer link. You can also register for this event by contacting the President of WISE Australia via the contacts link of the WISE Australian webpage. Just Google us or check the WISON SA out on the Facebook page. Each volunteer will receive a free limited edition collector's shirt along with a goodies gift box from the event organisers. A A reminder again to not forget tonight, Sunday the 5th of November, the WISE Australian Net will be held at 2000 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link repeater network, and we look forward to chatting to you all tonight on the net. This has been David, VK5 LSB, and on behalf of the WISE Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening, and looking forward to volunteering alongside of you all at the next event, or perhaps talking to you tonight on the WISE SA net, which will be held on the Link repeater network. Cheers all, 73.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, or depending upon when you're listening, good afternoon or good evening. This is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Coming up on Sunday the 26th of November is AREG's Amateur Radio and Electronics Car Boot Sale. This event will be held at David Roche Park, the Dogs SA facility in Kilburn, opening for sellers at 9 a.m. and buyers at 10 a.m. We've also added some more commercial vendors to the list, and so far we have QSL Comms, Connect VK, All About DX, VK Budget QSL Cards, and door prizes donated by Tet Emtron. The entry fee will be $5 for buyers, $10 for a seller car park spot, with an extra $5 for a trailer spot. Bookings are open now. We've managed to rearrange the event a little bit to allow for some more car spots. So if you'd like to reserve a space, please email vk5arg@areg.org.au. AREG's next event is our monthly fox hunt, this coming Friday the 10th of November, where there'll be three transmitters hidden around the Adelaide Plains areas to find. We start at the North Adelaide Aquatic Centre car park at 6:30 p.m. with liaison on the VK5 RSB 70cm repeater during the hunt. The frequencies of the foxes are 145.3, 144.39 and 439.4 MHz, with more details available on the AREG website. Our next meeting is on Friday the 17th of November at the Fulham Gardens Community Centre, with doors opening at 7 p.m. and the presentation kicking off at 7:30 p.m. At this meeting, we'll have a talk from Tim, VK5ZT, on optical communications, or light talkers. Tim will cover the hows and whys of optical communications, some history, and what kind of equipment you need to get started. This will be live streamed on Zoom for our remote members, and also on YouTube on Hayden VK7HH's Ham Radio DX YouTube channel. As usual, keep an eye on the AREG website, areg.org.au, for more information on these events closer towards the date. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. First up this week, I would like to thank the members of the local VK5 broadcast team for, yet again, reminding me that they had not received a contribution from me for this coming Sunday. On numerous occasions now, various members of this team have had to remind me that I have seemingly overlooked something. Thanks, fellas. Norbert VK5MQ will be flying off to Antarctica very shortly, and I have no doubt that he will be trying hard to devote some time to amateur radio. However, the whole team will have a very heavy workload for the coming summer months, and his playtime may be very limited. Of course, this means that you will need to be paying attention, particularly to Norbert's QRZ.com page, VK0 Alpha India, as he will try to keep that up to date with possible operating times, and, of course, the DX reflector will also tell the story. Next Friday is day one of the Legend of the Lakes hill climb, and we could still use some extra helpers, as we only just have enough people to fill the required positions with no spares. If you would like to help, please contact Andrew, VK5KEET, via email at vk5ket@wia.org.au, or Peter, VK5BE, on 0427897119. I'll repeat those, vk5ket@wia.org.au, or Peter, VK5BE, on 0427897119. Any offers of help will be very much appreciated. This year we've made some changes to how we live stream the event for race officials, which should help to make setup a bit easier, and some ideas are on the drawing board for next year to streamline things even more. At this point, Friday the 3rd, we have not yet started to set up, so that will be a pretty intense exercise once we get started. I for one am looking forward to the event, but there is little doubt that by the end of Sunday and a hasty pack-up, we will all have had enough for a while. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.